What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now, 512-248-8252. We're talking about the economic news, and a lot of people have been looking at the so-called housing boom, but it looks like it is stuttering. Experts were expecting the sales of newly built single-family homes to jump up this month. Instead, they have fallen to a pandemic low. Now, the banks want the housing prices to stay up because it means bigger mortgages, bigger interest payments. And also, they remember from the meltdown back in 2008 that if the houses go underwater, that is, if the properties are worth less than the outstanding mortgage on them, people just walk away. They turn in the keys and that will be it. And they don't want to see a repeat of that. So they've got themselves in a little bit of a corner. And most newly built homes are now out of economic reach for what demand remains in the market. All righty, we're going to start taking some phone calls. Kevin in West Virginia, hello, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Mike. I have a few things that is on my mind. The first thing today, I don't know if you've seen this earlier today, but there was a police department in southern Texas that posted on their Facebook page about how they came up to a family that was down by the border, and they were coughing and sick, and, you know, like, that they're dropping the illegals. They're not even processing them. They're dropping them right in the middle of the streets and the restaurants. I mean, this is criminal negligence from the I don't know if you call it the Biden administration. I call it a regime. But this is getting out of hand. This is crazy. This is off the wall. I mean, Tom from Florida calls in and talks about the border, you know. But look here. I mean, you're talking anywhere on a conservative number, 8 to 10 million illegals come across that we know about this year alone. I was wondering if you've seen that article. And the other thing, this is really blowing my mind. I keep getting these alerts on my, I have an iPhone SE. I keep getting these notifications about being exposed to COVID, exposure notifications. I would like to know if any other people are getting these notifications, and I want to know how they're doing this, because I have no app downloaded onto my phone, no COVID app or anything like this. Can somebody explain to me what's going on here?
Well, we know that up in Massachusetts, and maybe other states are doing the same thing, they have put out an app for COVID tracking, and it installs itself without your permission. And it sounds to me like West Virginia has followed suit.
Okay. The other thing, I've been down in Louisiana since May of this year. I was down for a blind school. Do you know they kicked me out of the blind school because I voted for Donald Trump in the last election? My political views got in the way of me getting help in a training facility. And I don't know if you also witnessed doctors and healthcare is now being politicized too. This, I don't know what to do anymore. I'm tired of seeing my country being turned into shambles. And I feel like they want us to be overwhelmed and get to the point where I'm at, where I don't want to fight. But I'm never going to give up. I just can't believe we're being gaslit like this. I mean, I feel like I live in a clown world.
Yeah, but nobody's laughing.
Yeah, it ain't funny. It ain't funny at all. But I was just wondering if you've seen the article about the police department down in southern Texas. I mean, right there, proof. Criminal negligence. I mean, this is crazy. I've never seen, witnessed in my 37 years on this planet, I've never witnessed anything this bizarre. But thank you for your time, Mr. Mike. And I'm hoping other callers, I'm curious to know if other callers, if they call in, if they're getting that exposure notification as well. I'm just real curious about that. But
I have seen nothing like that here in Indiana. The last warning notice I got was in Hawaii about the inbound ballistic missile, but that turned out to be a mistake.
Right. Well, you have a great day, sir, and give Miss Claire the best kind, sir.
I certainly will tell her, and thank you for the call. We're going to switch over to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Two topics. just want to be real quick concerning Cuba and the internet. You just mentioned those balloon transmitters, whatever they are. I remember it was back in 2000, I think 2008 or so, on MSNBC, back when they had good hosts like Keith Olbermann, et cetera, and that other guy who passed away went to RT. So I used to watch it now and again. It was kind of interesting. And that's when they debuted Twitter, and it was all over MSNBC, CNN, whatever. Oh, we had this new platform, Twitter, and you can chat with your friends and all this. And then right after that is when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, and the color revolutions across the Middle East started happening. And the Ukraine. And, you know, it's pretty damn obvious that social media, the internet, is a weapon utilized by the United States, et cetera, to destabilize nations. So I don't blame Castro one bit for cutting off the internet. And I want to pose this to Tom when he calls in. Do you believe in the right to self-determination? In other words, if a majority of the population supports that government, don't they have the right to remain sovereign?
Well, Tom is in the list of callers a little further down, and so I'm sure he heard the question, and he'll have an answer, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Who cares what, quote, you know, echo, Newsmax wants, or Fox News wants, or the Council of Foreign Relations wants? If you're sucking up all that propaganda, you're just falling hook, line, and sinker for baloney. And I know it sounds pretty harsh, but come on, it's time to just wake up and either just say you just don't like Castro and you just want to force another government on through psychological operations. Just be honest for once.
And that's all I got. I'm going to skip the second one. Let the callers come in. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I called about heat domes. But real quick, the reason Americans aren't protesting is because our government does psyops on people. Like in Michigan, where, what was it, almost everyone supposedly plotting to kill the governor was an FBI agent.
Yeah.
You know, January 6th, they're keeping those people there to tell you there's no protesting allowed. And the conservatives, as usual, are losing on purpose and stabbing their people in the back. So, you know, and they've done a good job politicizing this whole virus. So the people wanting the vaccines are just really people that hate Trump or Trump supporters, and vice versa. Kind of, they've done a really good job. So I think they got people's heads so screwed up right now, they don't know what's going on, and people are scared of our own government. So, and there's no one, including Trump, that's really there to tell the truth or anything right now. But I was actually doing gardening out in the Seattle area, and the trees are so dry, and probably half of the pine needles are dead. And this heat dome, I disagree with you on chemtrails. I've seen them. I've seen this whole sky turn gray. I've seen a lot of evidence. I've taken pictures myself. But what's your opinion? But I respect your opinion. Now, if they wanted to create a heat dome, could they? Maybe Kelly could call in. He's pretty good. But what do you think? If they wanted to do that, could they?
You have to look at the amount of energy required to raise a volume of atmosphere that large by that much. What we're seeing.
What about HARP?
If you look at the globe as a whole right now, I mean, there are a lot of places they're getting pounded with rain and floods. They've got that typhoon that just hit China. It does seem like right now we're in a period of extreme weather instability. And unfortunately, I think the reason we've got all these wildfires out there in the West has less to do with the heat and more to do with the fact that there was no money to maintain the fire breaks up in the woods. In fact, in California, they adopted an official policy some years ago of allowing the forests to go back to their natural behavior, which sounded like an excuse not to spend money on those bulldozers to keep the fire breaks open. And once those fire breaks grow over, it becomes almost impossible to control these fires.
I agree with you 100% there. I mean, I grew up in the Seattle area. We've never had fires out of control like they have now. So I agree with that part totally. But we've never really had a week of 120 degrees either. I mean, it literally turned it fried all the trees. And I mean, I had a big branch. I just broke it off. Everything is so dry up there right now. And I just, you know, and I have heard about this HAARP where they can beam so much power into the ionosphere. And I guess that was my point is if, you know, it does, I've never heard of a heat dome. I think they might be planning to let the entire West go up in flames. Because I agree with you.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of expensive real estate and assets. And, you know, HAARP doesn't actually have that much power available to it. There's been a lot of fairy tales put out about HAARP to obscure its real purpose, which, as near as I can tell, was an attempt to create an over-the-horizon imaging radar by bouncing a phased beam off of the ionosphere. But because the ionosphere is constantly moving, last I understood, they weren't able to get it to work. And it was supposed to be a backup for when war comes and those spy satellites all get shot down.
Okay, so you're saying even if they wanted to create a heat dome, that you don't think that they're that advanced.
They would need to release the energy of a major nuclear weapon to create a significant temperature increase. And as far as the drought, I think that's poor management of the water resources. I mean, if you really think about it, the whole western part of the United States is naturally a desert, and it's kept green with this large network of canals and waterways and aqueducts, which have been allowed to basically start to decay, and they're cracked, and they're not delivering the volume of water they originally did. And I think that's the real cause of the drought.
Yeah, and I agree. Growing up there, I mean, you've lived in Seattle. It's so green.
Yes, I have.
But that's only just a little strip before the mountains, you know. Once you get on the other side of the mountains, it's total desert pretty much for 1,000 miles. So, all right, well, thanks for taking the call. Have a good day. Appreciate it.
Same to you. And we have lines open, 512-248-8252. Tom in Florida, I guess your ears must be burning. And what is on your mind today?
Yeah, good evening, Mike. Good day, Mike. Who was that caller, the first caller? Was that guy Bruce from Texas again?
Yeah, it was Bruce from Texas,
Let me explain to this guy something, okay? And before I get on a real rant, I'm gonna let this guy know what he don't know what the hell he's talking about, Mike. I've been to Cuba many a times. The communist regime doesn't work, and it has nothing to do with the embargo. Okay? They want freedom, okay? If you say anything to a communist in Cuba, they will beat your ass, Mike. You say anything about Fidel Castro, his brother, or anybody who's a communist party member, they will literally come beat you up, and they may beat your family up, okay? Now, this guy, I know this for firsthand. And first off, let me tell this guy, socialism, communism doesn't work, okay? No. The people over there, they want freedom, Mike. And you got to remember, Cuba was founded by Castilian Spanish, okay? The original people who founded that island were Castilian Spanish from La España.
Yes.
There are colored Hispanics. They're not Latinos. So this guy from Texas understands. So the guy in Texas, he lives in a place where it's being invaded by Mexicanos, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and a lot of them are Aztec Indians, whatever you want to call them. But this guy's going to throw all this nonsense. Well, we do have a right to tell them because you know why? We got the Chinese over there. We had the Russians over there who started World War III. We came 10 minutes away from an all-out nuclear war because of Castro. Okay? Bush knew about it.
Well, wait a minute, Tom. Okay, what? The reason the Soviet Union put those missiles in Cuba was because the United States had put nuclear missiles in Turkey aimed at Russia, aimed at the Soviet Union.
I understand that, Mike. I understand that. And you know what? They took the missiles out of Turkey. They did take them out of Turkey. That was a Kennedy deal. They had to take them out of Turkey, so they take them out of Cuba. I understand that. We are close to the doomsday clock. Okay, they call it. But I'm just letting this guy know. I know Cubans over at Cuba are suffering. They can't get medicine. They have no food. And I don't want to hear about
because of the embargo.
The United States embargo. Mike, Canada, sends billions of dollars to Cuba every day. Italy sends billions of dollars to Cuba. Spain. Every country in the world sending food over there like crazy. The communists are getting all the
Russia,
food, Mike, not
Russia
the average person.
Russia just sent in, quite a tonnage of humanitarian aid as well. Okay?
My father-in-law is a farmer in Cuba, okay? My father-in-law has a 125-acre farm.
Tom, okay, I'm really getting kind of tired of hearing you bash Cuba all the time, and you told the screener that you wanted to talk about.
I'm trying to point out that the Cuban people are suffering over there, Mike. They are suffering.
Bye-bye, Tom. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to let you go. I mean, really, it's like watching reruns of a TV show you have seen 20 times before. All righty. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. And let's get on back to the news. We were talking about the economy, and we've all been hearing about the chip shortage. It's affecting the automakers. It's affecting computer makers. And basically, it turns out it's the fault of the United States because of Washington's sanctions against Chinese companies. That sparked panic purchases of semiconductors and other materials. Due to the U.S. sanctions against Huawei, there's been a panic buildup of stocks among global companies, especially Chinese ones. And the U.S. has placed Huawei and other Chinese tech companies on trade blacklists that restrict their access to U.S. technology, citing U.S. national security risks. So ultimately, it is the United States that created the chip shortage, and by so doing, they've handed China the opportunity to be the chip kingpins. Now, we did mention yesterday that Biden is going to try and stimulate the creation of chip companies here in the United States. I think it's a very, very good idea. But again, I think one of the hallmarks of Washington, D.C. Is they'll go with an idea that sounds really good in a corporate media talking point, but they don't always think it all the way through to its possible ramifications. Meanwhile, American Airlines is now urging pilots to conserve their fuel amid a fuel shortage that could lead to more stops and fewer seats on flights. So the air carrier released a memo to pilots yesterday warning about a nationwide supply crunch and urging them to do everything possible to save fuel. And they're saying every gallon of jet fuel saved is helpful. Now, my understanding is that the most recent OPEC meeting, they're going to start opening up the valves again, which means supplies are going to get here. Of course, there's the whole problem of shipping it over here. And boy, aren't we sorry that we shut down that Keystone XL pipeline right about now. Down in Texas, Governor Abbott has started arresting and jailing illegal immigrants to combat the border crisis. And he's out there saying that the Biden administration's plan is catch and release, and the Texas plan is catch and jail. And again, if we want to stop the immigration flood into this country, we have to make life for them more difficult here than it was back home. And speaking of which, let's not call it deportation anymore. Let's call it we're sending you back home, because that's really what it is. Okay, we got callers on the line. Marco in Alabama, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. And I wanted to talk to you about, you know, the VA and how, you know, basically they've decided that it's mandatory for all their workers. I'm worried because, you know, my wife works for the VA, and I'm trying to figure out all that I can do to try to stop her from getting this vaccine, dude. I mean, with everything that keeps continuously coming out, the more breakthroughs, you know, these scientists are making that are, you know, the underground scientists that are trying to fight to save everybody's life here.
Okay, Marco, you know, yes. I got to put you on hold. Do not hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to meet. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her, walk on water.
And welcome back to our show. We're talking with Marco in Alabama. We're talking about the new mandate for all the doctors and nurses in the VA to get the vaccine. And Marco, I can understand your concerns, especially, you know, given what we have seen surface regarding problems with the vaccines.
Michael, I'm really starting to think, too, that you might have been a part of, you know, that group that was getting saline solution, because a lot of the people, dude, that I have talked to, you know, they have had, you know, are you, you know, experiencing, you know, like any health problems or anything like that outside of, you know, what is regular for your age?
Well, no, I was sick for like 2-3 days after I got the shot. It didn't affect Claire, but yeah, I definitely felt it.
Because, you know, we also read about, you know, that there were certain groups, dude, around the country, dude, that were just getting placebo saline solution things. I mean, because a lot of these people, I mean, if you can get in contact, dude, with some of these doctors, you know, they would love to probably have, dude, some of your samples or something like that, dude, where you can try to help people.
I don't know. Considering how the government feels about me, I'm surprised they didn't put Drano in that needle.
Yeah, I know. I understand that totally. I mean, I am just, you know, really worried because, you know, it's like I just recently got married and it, you know, this is something where it's like, all right, you know, they're playing with our lives here.
Mm-hmm.
and all that stuff, man. And it's like, what can we do? You know, I mean, outside of, you know, just flat out, dude, you know, just, I don't even know, man. I mean, I hate to say it, dude, man, but outside of going to war, dude, everybody's going to fall in line. And I've already have my copy of the Nuremberg Code ready to slap down on that table, dude, in front of all of those people, lab technicians and all that stuff. That the day, dude, when this comes to light, dude, you people better not be alive, dude, because you guys are, you know, the rules, dude. You know, violating the Nuremberg Code, man, it's death, dude. It's death by hanging.
Well, the problem is the Department of Justice just ruled that vaccine mandates are now perfectly legal in the United States of America.
You know, this is crazy, dude. I mean, everybody,
I agree.
You know, out there, you know, isn't willing to play Russian roulette with their life or anything like that, and sit here and, I mean, we used to sit here and trust, you know, the Food and Drug Administration for food, vitamins, all that stuff. When they can't even get FDA approval, you know, and they're going to get FDA approval, dude, come the end of August, because they're, you know, Big Pharma, dude, has pretty much, dude, put a stranglehold, dude, on all of our congressmen and things like that. I mean,
yeah,
Biden, I just don't feel like I want to die, dude, because,
of all
the politicians,
vaccines,
dude, have, you know, decided, you know, to ruin the economy and decided, you know, to, you know, replace, you know, Mr. and Mrs. America because we cost too much and we want too much freedom and we want to have, you know, our own private lives and stuff like that. I mean, what is it going to take, dude, for the average American, dude, to wake up out of this coma and decide, dude, you know, it's time to put partisan issues aside because now it's a human rights and survival issue.
Well, I think at least talking to the people around here, they are awake and they're watching closely, and I'm sensing an undercurrent of frustration and anger starting to build. So we may be closer to a pushback than you think.
I mean, when are we going to walk out of, you know, our homes, you know, black, white, Latino, Asian, Democrat, Republican, and start to realize, you know, that this is, you know, the people, dude, you know, that pretty much, dude, you know, put Hitler in power and all that stuff, dude, this Rockefeller, Rothschild, mm-hmm. you know, whole group. I mean, these are our enemies, man.
Well, you know, these are the kind of people that so many Americans died saying that they were bad and wrong and we shouldn't emulate them. And, you know, now we have it here in this country. I mean, all the times, you know, we opposed the Soviet Union for what they were doing, and it's taking root right here in the United States. And I mean, even the flag is under attack now.
I mean, I'm just waiting, you know, for the Democrat Party to come out and just say, hey, we're Nazis. We love the Nazis. You know, we believe, dude, in death, dude, the cult of death. And you know, let's see how many liberals, dude, still stand, you know, with the Democrat Party, dude, once, you know, they, you know, flat out come out, because they're all but saying this. I mean, everything that's going on is all but telling this. And I know, you know, mainstream, you know, old school liberals and all that stuff, you know, that are just, you know, like, you know, feel like they're held captive and they have to, you know, sit here and go with, you know, the party, dude, even though it's not them anymore. And they just sit here and just tune out, dude, to all politics, dude. But you can't put your head in the sand anymore. You know, the line is drawn. Either, you know, you're with human rights, dude, and human, a human future, or, you know, you're with the death cult, dude. And, you know, you're going to be, you know, getting the knock on the door, dude, and you're going to have to do the pedophilia and all that stuff and sell your children out. And I'm just not going to do it, man. I'm sorry.
I understand your anger and frustration. And again, I'm starting to see the same thing in people around here as I talk to them. Anyway, Marco, we got to take another break for commercials.
Thank you very much, Michael,
for the phone call. We'll be back with more phone calls. 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, there are a couple of things here. You mentioned the Department of Justice issuing a ruling. The Department of Justice does not issue rulings. It issues opinions, which are subject to adjudication by a court.
Mm-hmm.
That's just an opinion by a very biased Justice Department. And I think it's being misrepresented by the press. What the Justice Department did is being purposely misrepresented by the press. So I wouldn't give that much credence right now. The Justice Department gave all the smoke it wants. But this has got to be taken to a court. If the ruling doesn't finally come from a judge, it's just an opinion. Just an opinion.
Okay.
And you can bet that the Biden administration will run with that as far as it can. But who knows? There may be a court somewhere that says, we disagree. This does not have the force of law, and there is no basis for mandating masks and or vaccines. The other thing I want to talk about, or really called about, was that earlier in your program, you talked about chip manufacturing in China.
Yes.
In Austin, Texas used to have many chip manufacturers. I remember them. There were people who worked up in chip manufacturing plants between Round Rock and North Austin. You know, they wore all the little spacesuits or whatever in the ultra clean rooms when they were manufacturing these chips. guess what happened? That all got shipped to China.
Yeah.
I don't understand why the United States, why United States companies cannot stand success at home. They've got to send something overseas so that they can make a few extra bucks at something. But, I mean, they attracted many of these companies to Austin. Many people moved to Austin to work in those chip plants. They've all disappeared because the jobs got shipped to China. That makes absolutely no sense. So we are the cause of our own problem, Mike. We can't stand success. We've got to make a little extra money, a few pennies on something. So we'll ship something.
Well, you know, don't forget, back in the Bush administration, the tax code was rewritten to actually give a tax advantage to American companies that offshored their production facilities. And it was a dumb thing to do for reasons that are obvious now. But, back then the attitude was, we don't need to actually make anything anymore. If we just take our money and shake it back and forth, it's going to grow all by itself.
Well, you remember the growth of the maquiladoras along the U.S.-Mexico border there. That was all done in response to incentives to ship that manufacturing from the United States down to Mexico, where they could pay those workers, say, $2.50 or $3 an hour compared to what American unionized, but the unionized American automobile manufacturers or automobile workers were being paid. It's always mystified me that a nation would try to build up a manufacturing base, then ship that elsewhere, destroy their income-producing capability of people here, so they no longer have the income to buy the products that these American manufacturers are producing. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Maybe I never will. But you know, this is what happens when you get this unhealthiness of politics and economics. And our politics is big business. And it doesn't work toward the benefit of the American worker.
No.
I think we need to pay as much attention to the American worker as we do to the higher-ups in these corporations who are being paid tens of billions of dollars to manage these companies that they're actually mismanaging and then shipping that production overseas. It just rankles my rear end. I don't get it. If somebody can make a sound argument for explain to me why that is a good thing to do under any circumstance, I'd like to hear it. I'd entertain the argument, but I haven't heard one yet. I really haven't. It all boils down to the fact that there's an immense amount of greed at the top of these corporations, and there's an interaction between the companies and the politicians who are frankly are being paid off on the table. It's just corruption at the highest level of both government and big business. Glad I'm out of that.
Yeah.
Working as an independent consultant really is a breath of fresh air. I can never go back into industry again because of that kind of nonsense. Anyway, thanks for taking that call, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, you've got it. Thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. About Cuba. Okay. One thing that's going on down there is the LGBTQs are not happy with what's going on, and you cannot trust CNN. They just at the bottom of it said they're sorry that the wrong photo was put up there. So every time I try to go to Conservapedia, my new phone switches back to CNN or some crap. Anyway, they got along fine for a while, but they intend to take over the whole entire world. And unless you give them 100% of what they want, which is crazy, they're nuts, they're not going to be happy. They're going to get out on the street. But who's going to report it?
You're talking about the LGBTQ community, not the Cubans.
Yeah. Well, okay. They live there. They're Cubans, aren't they? I mean, you know, they've taken the Cuban flag and turned it into the rainbow flag and left a star on it, you know. So everybody, and in all these other countries, Mike, that everybody is saying, oh, well, they just killed them because they weren't letting the jab come in. You know what? The LGBTs were not happy there. Who knows who killed them?
Okay.
I could even tell you more about Africa, but when Obama was in, he was sending gay ambassadors to the countries that refused to legalize at all, and sending mm-hmm. billions of dollars. Huh? You knew about it?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he sure did. And some of them took it, but, you know, the people still have one feeling, and whatever. I just thought I'd throw that in, because we can all come to our own conclusion about what people are on the street for. And, you know, if they, you can see their signs, you know, but who's going to report it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The truth. Just thought I'd throw that in.
All right. Well, Pat, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Well, the LGBTQ, that whole nonsense stuff, they appropriated the rainbow, which is actually, as you know, if you were to take a circle and, you know, divide it up and color it in with red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, and then punch a hole in the center, put it on a drill and spin it, it would turn white. Right?
Yeah, I know how
frequencies of white light.
How colors work, and you know, in any event, all this rainbow flag nonsense, I'm waiting for God to file a lawsuit over you know, intellectual property theft.
Yeah, there you go. I was actually going to mention something like that. Anyway, this when Tom was talking about all this cash that's being sent in foreign aid to Cuba, he said that Canada was sending billions every day. Whoa, we're not the United States. We're 10 times
yeah.
smaller. We can't do a million a day.
Mm-hmm.
I think our whole foreign aid budget is probably about $6 billion a year.
Yeah.
And honestly, is it foreign aid or is it something else? You know, and then
yeah,
the kickbacks.
You know how that
follow.
Foreign aid thing works. It's another name for bribe to the political leadership.
Yeah, exactly. Because you and I both know. I mean, if you look at the media, they're all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Except for a few, right? It's an orchestrated effort to get us to think a certain way. They're trying to social engineer, and it's not working. And so what do? They take hissy fits, and they purposely do things like this, unleash these viruses on us, and, you know, beat us down. There was that video on BitChute. It was on your website.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was saying, basically, if you take someone and turn off the lights and then turn them off, you know how it works, right? I mean, this is like a big, like, this is like 1984 stuff, right?
Yep.
That eventually you can control them, and they'll do what you want. And at the end, of course, he says, "Well, you know, the people that took this these potions. Well, I just want things to go back to normal." You know how many times I've heard that where I work, Mike?
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, but we're not going back
to
normal. We're being driven in an entirely different direction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Forced into an entirely different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And it's too bad that more people aren't noticing it. It's a shame, but, I mean, what are you going to do? Anyway, like, Canada can't afford billions every day in aid. The United States can't even do it. You know, like, that's ridiculous.
No, we
send
most of our billions to Israel anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, thanks a lot for your time, Mike. I appreciate it. You have a good one.
All right, thank you for the phone call, and we're going to go to Andrea in Oklahoma. Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. This is mainly what Marco was saying about he's a new newlywed, and I'm assuming he said his wife was a nurse.
With the VA. She's working at the VA. I don't know that he said exactly what she does, but she definitely works at the VA. But Biden's executive order, as I understand it, is doctors and nurses have to get the vaccine. I don't know about office workers.
Okay, now, Steve Elkins has, you know, put his you know, he's drawn a line in the sand and he says, absolutely no way. And there's also a nurse that calls in and talks to him from time to time and tells him what's going on in Denver at some of their hospitals and what she's seeing. They're getting a bonus of $1,500 or something to take the shot. So
wow, that's a lot.
I know, but still, if you look at it, instead of it being a shot that, you know, we've all been kind of conditioned over the years with getting shots, maybe you don't see it as a deadly blow, like, you know, somebody had a gun against your face,
yeah,
between your eyes and pulling the trigger. And you have to look at it that way because you don't know how your body's going to react. It might die right there after they've injected you. It only takes 6 seconds for it to reach the heart and go through your bloodstream. And then you may die within 2 weeks. It may be a slow death, or you may suffer, and I hate being sick. For all
yeah.
those that haven't taken it, don't take it. I just do the best you can. I know that you have bills in front of you. Find another way, because this one nurse is saying she's not going to do it no matter what, and Steve Elkins is also, you know, he's watched a lot of patients come in and get the shot, and some of them have had those tremors that come in and they can't walk anymore. So
yeah.
if you might just want to get a new job, either they value your work or it's time to look for something better. Don't put your life on the line. And if you're still listening, Marco, find out when Steve Elkins is going to be on with John again. He was on last night.
He's usually on with John Mondays.
So, we need to stand in numbers. United we stand, divided we fall. And
mm-hmm.
it's great what France is doing. If we all could choose a day like Saturday, this coming Saturday or Sunday, and be out at our capital or just be out where our representatives know that we object. I know that I heard it through your news that if you're a government worker and like the sheriff that I was trying to get a hold of here in Oklahoma, everybody got the shot. Well, if you're the head of that office, if you don't get all your employees vaccinated, I think it's either a loss of your position and a $50,000 fine, something to that effect. It's really bizarre. So if you're an employee under that kind of thing, you just need to get another job. And evidently, there's lots of jobs out there that are available. They may not pay what, you know, you were making, but it's your life. And you only have this one that you know of.
Yeah.
And that's thank you for your time, and I'll let you go.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Tom in Idaho. Well, hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
That's you, Tom, Mike. Anyway, I'm just going to augment her statement. Marco, if you imagine the trepidation of an employee at the VA, how about the veterans who are VA dependent?
Yes.
See, thank goodness. Thank goodness. I'm just going to say it's really important that you become VA independent. Because they're going to try to sucker you, like the employees, to take the jab, and they may not be the special batch. Anyway, so that's all I wanted to say, is that if you're worried about the veteran employees, VA employees, think about the vets, too. But anyway, just one kind of favor. My cell phone died with my contact list, and so, Pat, if you get a chance, give me a call. And anybody else who's called me before. But anyway, thank you, Mike.
All right, you're welcome, and thank you for the phone call. And we're going to go to Rattlebone in Colorado. Hello, Rattle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mr. Rivero, you are quite an inspiration. My honey and I contributed to your humble website. What really happened? Because you don't really advertise that on RBN, and I don't think.
I tend not to mention it on the radio show. I probably should, but I tend not to.
And so my honey is the one that woman that was a couple callers ago had said called in on Steve's show and mentioned that they were giving employees $1,500 here in Colorado Springs. We escaped from San Jose. I'm retired cardiovascular nurse. She's younger than I, so she's looking at her future somewhere. I just got back, Mr. Rivera. Oh, man, really?
No, we're going to skip the break. We're going to skip the break, so please continue.
So, sir, I for the first time in my long life, I'm being born in California, I went through 15 states. I went through a lot of the eastern states, and I find such an affection for the southern states. It's dry here in Colorado. It's very nice, but .. So I think I'm going to take her sometime to go to Tennessee, little parts of Kentucky, all these little places that I found. Sorry, my family came from Indiana, bro. Too much snow for me.
The last two winters have been rather mild.
Yes, sir, I know, but my family had said in the 60s, there's 4.5 feet of snow outside, and my aunt can't dig out of the snow. We're going to have to pay for our liberty. We are going to have to pay for it. We are really going to have to pay for it. And one of my mentors was Alan Watt, who died under mysterious circumstances. He taught me where all the books are when they tell us what they're going to do. I'm sorry, I always call you because I get nervous and I talk too fast. Okay. The other thing is people must ask to prove this virus. If there is, help me, Michael, please. Is there an electron microscope virus of this and the Delta? They're just picking stuff out of parts of their anatomy and throwing it out to us because we have a third grade education now in this country. How can I reach Marco from Alabama? Do you have some kind of a referral?
We don't keep phone numbers. We don't keep contact information. And, you know, that's for your safety.
I do feel that. But in the event, like, I wanted to meet this man in Alabama, which I liked it there. If I wanted to meet him, how can we do that? Is there a forum or something, Michael?
Well, you know, what you can do is leave your contact information with Mike in the control room, and the next time Marco calls in, Mike can pass it along. Yeah. It's about the best that we can do.
Well, thank you for that avenue, sir, and I greatly support you. We both financially support you, and thank you very, very much, Michael. You are a very humble man. And you can take in all of the people that get their student loan debt into your own home.
It's not that big. It's kind of a small place. What can I? It's larger than what we had in Hawaii, but it's still a small place. Anyway, Rattlebone, I got to let you go. We've got two more callers, and we're almost to the end of the show. So let's go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'll be as quick as I can so the other caller can get on. You remember the Gulf War, the second Gulf War after 9/11?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. You remember what they were saying on Fox News that they wanted freedom and they're gonna welcome us with flowers and all stuff.
I remember that. Yeah. And they staged a couple of photos that were kind of pathetic.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's the first thing. Second thing is it's just broke. A doctor in Italy, Giuseppe D'Adorno, I'll say it again so you can look it up. Giuseppe D'Adorno, he's a promoter of COVID plasma therapy, has allegedly killed himself.
Yeah, a lot of wet work going on.
Yep, a lot of wet work. That's the world we're living in. You know, I just watched a teenager smoke crack here, and she's got sores on her legs and a shaved head. Man, this is terrible what's been happening to our country, to the young people, man, that they don't have a chance before they get started, man. It's terrible.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. And the problem is, you know, our government is being taken over by drug corruption the way the government was taken over by alcohol corruption during Prohibition.
Yeah. And cocaine in the 80s, CIA, you know the whole story. All right, I'll let you go. Thank you.
All right, and finally we're going to go to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, my whole thing is Real America's Voice seems to have definitely started to go down the tubes and all that, and it's looking like this election stuff is kind of like a big flop, and it will be up to the people without a doubt. When it comes to Trump and Ron DeSantis, I don't know about the vaccines. They're both advocating for it and all that, so I don't know at this point what.
Yeah, it's kind of like somebody threw a switch, and everybody got on board the pro-vaccine agenda, and I don't know, maybe they were offered stock in the pharmaceutical companies, you know, or something else is going on.
Well, to my thing, when it comes to money, my whole thing is that money is supposed to be based technically off gold. Right now it's off the gasoline, but it was originally gold. Gold was the biggest thing forever, you know. If it wasn't money, then everyone had gold or whatever. And I wonder if it kind of makes you believe that we had to have been, not that God isn't real, but that there's aliens and that there's some type of intelligent design, not God, that's been leading mankind. I mean, why were we always mining gold and silver and bronze, all these metals and that? You could say, oh, it's to make weapons, but how do we think to really make weapons?
Gold and silver are pretty. And they polish up real nice. Bronze is a manufactured metal. Metal was much more useful than stone. And this is part of the evolution there.
Well, I get that. And I can understand, like, one day maybe somebody was just messing with a metal, you know, mineral rock that was, like, you know, a metal or whatever. And they realized it was stronger. So they started using that for, like, arrows. See, like, I can understand all that. But But what's the coincidence that now our technology that we need to go out of space and that and all the new technology, it needs stuff like gold and that is really good for it, you know what I mean? And also crystals and that. So it just seems like there's been like a big buildup, and it definitely seems like it wasn't just random, you know what I mean? Like just randomly putting things
together.
Well,
it's evolutionary. You know, the advancement of knowledge is evolutionary. The big breakthrough was writing, so that knowledge could be saved and passed on to future generations accurately without relying on the old telling it to the young, who would then, botch it up telling it to their kids. Anyway, listen, Joshua, I got to let you go. We are at the end of the program. Thank you for the call. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Please spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. It is urgent at this time. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.